In a disaster, children and adults with disabilities are 2 to 4 times more likely to be injured or die. During disaster evacuations, people with disabilities are more likely to be left behind, turned away from shelters, or abandoned. Jason DeBruin reports on a new push to better prepare governments to help those with the greatest needs during disasters.
Goose Creek Island is no more than 9 square miles. It's reachable only by a 2-lane bridge over a narrow offshoot of the Pamlico River. The island is dotted with only a few dozen homes, but that's a good thing for Terry Helvey, who lives on the island with her 2 adult children. Both her son and daughter have developmental disabilities. Her son Logan can make a racket at times, but that's okay on the sparsely populated island.
We don't have to worry about somebody saying, hey, you're making too much noise, you know. Why is there screaming coming? Because my son will scream, you know. It was our shack.
It's more than a shack, of course. It's a modest home where the Helveys have made a life. But as Hurricane Florence barreled towards the Carolinas, Helvey and her children evacuated to a shelter farther inland. They met a different set of challenges there. Logan is afraid of the dark, but shelter volunteers held to a strict lights-out policy.
I said, please just leave a little panel for us. And she said, no. And I said, please, my son will tantrum. He's definitely afraid of the dark. Please, I'm begging you.
The darkness did frighten Logan, and he cried for hours. The next morning, the shelter staff kicked the Helveys out. With nowhere to go, they ended up exasperated in a Walmart parking lot.
And we sat there, and my son was crying and extended his hand and out his finger out and pointing. And that was saying that he, because he's nonverbal, he wanted to go home. And my daughter was crying. And I'm sorry. She wanted to go home and said, Mommy, please.
With no shelter options, they hitched a ride back to their home on Goose Creek Island. But it was so damaged that they couldn't stay inside, so they spent the night on the porch. That was one of the longest nights of Helvey's life. She has always put her children's needs ahead of her own, but that night, a feeling of devastating helplessness washed over her.
It was like, you know, like a nightmare. You want to freak out, you want to scream, you want to holler, you want to lose it.
Things did get better in the morning. Helvey connected with Disability Rights North Carolina, and she got back to a shelter, then to a rental in Hamlet, where she and her children stayed while the house was being repaired. The treatment the Helveys received was not unique, say advocates like Cass Sheeran, Director of Investigations and Monitoring at Disability Rights North Carolina. She recalled one shelter manager who referred to a family as dairy farmers.
And when we asked what that meant, he said, well, they're milking the system.
That manager was referring to a family who had members with autism.
And so that kind of lens in managing a shelter is not compassionate.
Disability Rights NC inspected 26 shelters after Florence. They found problems with accessibility and lack of access to important services. Sheeran says federal, state, and local emergency management officials are not addressing the needs of people with disabilities during the disaster preparedness process. Iris Green is a senior attorney with Disability Rights NC and wants to improve preparedness before the next disaster hits.
We're trying to make sure that the state knows that they're responsible for people with disabilities before and after disaster.
That means developing a better pool of volunteers.
And make sure that those people are trained and they are available and we have enough of them to be able to meet the needs of all people with disabilities during our next disaster.
Emergency personnel say they are mindful of families with special needs. They try to accommodate everyone and have special medical shelters in addition to those for able-bodied evacuees. North Carolina Emergency Management spokesman Keith Acree says the sheer size of Florence represented unique problems.
If you go back to the previous biggest event before Florence was Hurricane Matthew, we only sheltered between 4,000 and 5,000 people in Hurricane Matthew, and we did like 30,000 during Florence. So I mean, we're talking 4 or 5 times bigger.
Typically, state and local governments operate shelters during a disaster and hand them over to the American Red Cross during recovery. Both Helvey and the disability rights advocates say they witnessed more egregious examples of mistreatment by Red Cross volunteers. A Red Cross representative did not agree to an interview, but provided a statement that said in part, "Our shelter workers make every effort to ensure that everyone who comes to the Red Cross is treated with dignity and has access to the best possible assistance." At some point, another hurricane is going to hit North Carolina. Without the right preparation, disability rights advocates fear that more families will not get the help they need. Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.